This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. Senate opened the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday, with the House of Representatives formally presenting the articles of impeachment. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff read the charges against the president.
House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
At this hour, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is swearing in all 100 members of the Senate to act as jurors to decide President Trump's fate. The impeachment trial is expected to start in earnest next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian police say they're investigating the possibility that America's ambassador came under illegal surveillance before being removed from her post in May. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
That comes 2 days after Democrats released documents showing Lev Parnas, an associate of personal Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, communicated about removing Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says while it's not interfering in American political affairs, there may have been violations of Ukrainian law, and it's suggesting the FBI take part in the probe. Separately, Parnas told MSNBC President Trump was directly involved in efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden. If true, that would undercut a key GOP defense of the president during the impeachment push, that his withholding of military aid to Ukraine was not a quid pro quo for investigating Biden. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The White House has denied the charges. In another development, a U.S. government watchdog agency says President Trump violated the country's spending law last year when he temporarily withheld nearly $400 million in congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine. At the same time, the Trump administration was pressing Kyiv to launch investigations to benefit the president politically. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Chinese government